and Vanessa. So thank you again, and happy birthday, Jean-Pierre. I'm going to present two algorithms. Can you hear me? Two algorithms based on path following a method. So a lot of you are already familiar with this. This is Steve Smith and Mike Chu. They have been working on the path following method since 1980s for a while. So I know a lot of you are familiar with, but I'm going to make an improvement starting from those algorithms and then come to a nice complexity result. So I'm considering one variable polynomial, degree EC, and I'm going to consider, for the purpose of this talk, all the roots are in the unit disk. And then numerically, usually we have two kinds of roots we commonly consider, that if the value is less than epsilon, we call epsilon root. And another kind, which is already introduced in earlier talk, approximate zero, which has a property that starting from that point on, that it has a quadratic convergence. So I'm going to just briefly discuss the very simple the path following that Steve Smith started in like 80s. So it goes very simple. He picked sometime early 80s, I think. The step one. Oh, by the way, oh, that's right. Thank you. I'm in a problem, right? I should have studied that. In this particular one, he was Then he's considering a polynomial, aj, dj, and all the coefficients are normalized. In this, he randomly choose g0 from length 3. And he prescribes a certain number of iterations he's going to just iterate. Let's say n is the log f of g naught minus log epsilon. In fact, he bound this by, for this particular, the class of polynomial, which he bound by 3 log b minus log epsilon multiplied by some number, let's say 98. And then he iterates this by solving a equation f of g minus wn plus 1 in one step algorithm, and now test it if f of gn is already an epsilon root, then terminate. Else, go to step one. See where this loop goes. Step two, step three, and we go for forward n equals 1 to n, and this is the loop, and then we come out, right? So can you see this okay? So algorithm goes that you pick up some point, g0, and then you prescribe number of iterations bounded by 98 times 3 log d minus log epsilon. Oh, yeah, d log, yeah. Thank you. D log 3. And then he iterates n times and tests it, and if it's less than epsilon, and then he's done. Otherwise, he goes back. Okay. So this is basically. Oh, yeah. Sorry, yeah. That's right. Sorry about it.
Thank you.
So W0 is f of G0. For that, I need that. Sorry, I'm going to erase and rewrite to make a space for Wn. Wn plus 1 is 1 minus h Wn. H is going to be 1 over 98.
Hope I have a space.
And then Gn plus 1 is Zn minus f of Zn minus Wn plus 1 f prime of Zn. And then if f of Zn is less than epsilon, then terminate. Go to step one.
Step one.
Okay, so you
eat
it
after the end of the loop. Yeah. Well, is this step four? W1 is not defined. Thank you. Okay. I will use this board. Mm-hmm. So, let me just show you a little bit of, is there something not...
Why would you go back to step one? Because it seems that...
Because you failed it. And so you have to go pick up a new random point.
Oh, ZG is a random?
Yeah. I wasn't clear, I guess. Sorry. So what it is doing is so take the S3 and then you take the random points as an initial point and then you do the path following. Here is your initial value which we mark as W0, and then along this we are assuming is, okay, here there's some critical value around here. So we will mark the point that the Wn plus 1 is 1 minus h Wn. And in this particular case, we chose constant step, h is 198. Okay. With that, the algorithm, if we are in a good point, which in his sense, I'm not going to go into, but if it's a good point, then this algorithm will always converge as long as it keeps going. Okay. But if it's not a good point, you will know after n iteration, it fails. So you are not a good point. So he's going to pick a new point. Okay. And what he also has is that 1 out of 6 chances, this will always have a good initial point. Okay. So if you assume your initial point G0 is in a good point in some sense, okay, I can say what the good sense is, that your the inverse branch extends to a some angle pi over 12. That's the good condition in his sense. But at the moment, we can just think, okay, there is some probability of 1 out of 6 chance on this circle. There is just it's a good point. Once it's a good initial point, the algorithm prescribed here will converge. Okay, for any epsilon you choose. Okay, so that's the algorithm. So what I found that is that this S equals S3 is not a good initial point. So what we can do is we can go as close as it can be to the roots disk. So instead of working on PD1 in his sense, that I'm going to work on the all the roots being less than or equal to 1. Okay. And in this setting now, I can go in my initial point that if all the roots are in the unit disk, I can just go as slightly outside of this is unit disk, and I'm going to go just 1 plus d out, and I'm going to choose my initial point from 1 plus 1 over d. And this has an enormous gain comparing with the starting from the initial value, initial point at the S3. It has as good as probability of having a good point, but it gains a huge in terms of the initial value. In the path following algorithm, which I will go for some proof later, but in the path following, generally, your initial value where it starts is the one of the factor which determines the complexity, the scale. And by coming very close to the root disk, what we do is this value gets very small as possible in this setting. In fact, I have one of the lemma which says that the integral of all the initial value over the initial choice I have is actually bounded by 1. So we do integral over 1 plus 1 over d, and then integrate over all the initial choice. Okay, that's less than 1. In fact, this integration is d log 1 plus d. Okay. So this is about 1. So in Snell's estimate, his complexity includes the factor of d, but by coming into very close, now d goes, and then my initial value, the integration stays about constant 1. So with that, I had the very hope that I have constructed a very nice algorithm, which unfortunately didn't work out. So for a while I thought I had this. So this was a conjecture which didn't work out. There is an algorithm which solves epsilon roots of any polynomial with average cost by mean number of iterations independent of degree d. And just only depend on epsilon. Okay, this I couldn't prove. There was the part which fell apart is that people who've been, I guess a lot of people already have some the homotopy and this path following. The complexity brings usually this contains a factor of the log of f of g0 and the terminal points.
contains a factor of this. Okay? But if you are so good, your initial points are so good, your point is already way better than epsilon. So what we are really integrating is this. When I already consume minus iteration, they don't give me back. I use the already one. Okay? And so this is where I submitted it, and then I found this, and I withdrew this. But I still think this is true, and I have some kind of worst-case example I can see. So I moved, so I gave up this, and I moved to a finding on approximate zero, and which worked out. Okay. So so now, variation of this